Welcome to Your Kinky Escape, presented by Arouser.com. This is a safe space where you can learn more about sex, fetishes, and kinks anonymously. We aren't afraid to ask the naughty questions that are on everyone's mind. Enjoy. Cool. Okay, Masumi, welcome to Arouser. Introduce yourself, please, to the audience, just in case they don't know you already.
My name is Masumi Max. Some call me Mad Max or Madam Max or Bad Max.
And how long have you been in the fetish kink world, would you say?
A long time. Did I just hiss like a snake? Well, I started fetish modeling and performing in the late 90s. And it's actually a lifestyle for me. Mm-hmm. The weird thing is it's been about 20 something years. And it wasn't until recently that I realized that it is actually my lifestyle. I go to the grocery store in latex.
Yeah. Like,
you know, I just grab something random. Oh, okay. I'll wear this, you know? I don't have normal clothes, a normal life, a normal schedule. So yeah, it's pretty
all over the place. You embrace it.
I have a very alternative lifestyle.
Do you think that's because of fetish, or do you think you were always that way?
I don't think I was always that way because I was raised with a military family, mm-hmm. which is very structured. You know, you wake up without an alarm precisely at 6 a.m. It was very, I don't know. I think when I left home, I wanted the opposite of how I was brought up. So I had just pure chaos. Sometimes I would be a night person, sometimes a day person, and it just carried on. Like, I decided that my rule was no rules. Like, I could just decide that day. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the funny thing is my husband was pointing out that when I do a fetish event, sometimes I'll wear all spikes and studs. Then when I do a punk rock event, I'll wear a dress. I just feel like wearing a dress. So I don't really have any set, like I'm not strictly fetish. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you do pinup, fetish, bond, all of it. You do all of
whatever
it.
Whatever I feel like.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever. Alternative, whatever, man. So I'm what performance are you doing at the strip club tonight?
I am doing 4 20-minute sets of just pure punk rock fury, like really.
I love it.
The funny thing is I'm playing it back. I'm like, this is kind of slow, Morat. He's like, it's not slow. Trust me. It's not slow. You're just used to really fast music. I mean, some of my costumes down here. Got my sexy bins.
Thigh highs. Are these leather?
There's always an element of fetish in my stuff.
Yes. You know?
Wearing a latex outfit. Says fuck all over it.
Beautiful.
I'm wearing tassels that I will light on fire and spin.
On your boobies?
Yeah.
Nice. Is that a new trick or is that a old one?
Newish.
Because Elvira did that in Mistress of the Dark, but she didn't have it on fire. So I like that you added your own little flair to it.
I do it to my ass too, which I found out by accident. Accident.
How?
I was kind of goofy when I rehearse, and I was like doing a human fly show, like a spider fly show, and I had like eyeballs on my tits, and then I stuck them on my ass and started doing this. And Morat's like, they're spinning. Like, no way. So I incorporated that into the act. I just glued pasties to my butt and I just spun everything.
On fire?
Fire.
On yes. fire. Do you ever have them on your tits and your ass at the same time?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I got to see one of your shows now.
It's a little harder to get them to stay on my ass because like they flew off. I was like, oh God. Luckily, the stage was huge.
Right, right.
So
right.
I just walked over, picked it up, and put it out, you know.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
But tonight, I will not do the ass tassels in case they fly and hit some guy in the face. Because the boob ones, I could watch, and, mm-hmm. you know, like, oh, shit, that one's coming off, you know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay, that's cool. So this month, we're talking more about female domination and we've talked to you before slightly about the topic, more in regards to like sissification and your experience with that. But female domination, what role does that play for you in your life? Do you consider yourself a dom, a sub, or a switch? Which one? Where do you lie in there?
Mostly dom, very rarely switch, very rarely.
Okay.
My husband's very dominant too, but we swing, we like submissive girls. So it's kind of funny because we got two dominant people in a relationship
and that's
not usually common.
No.
But his exes are my friends too. And they're all very submissive and they're exes, you know, like he wants this strong woman. So once in a blue moon, like it's probably been 7 years, I'll be submissive. It's very hard for me. Very hard. Yeah.
Is this like in sexual way or in a lifestyle way where you will like not wear necessarily the, for lack of a better term, pants and let him drive?
Oh, we're actually both very dominant in just regular life.
Yeah.
Like we're, you know, it's like, would you like to do the dishes? It's never, can you do, you know, I don't know. Like we don't boss each other around in any way.
Yeah.
So I was talking about in a sexual way.
Okay. Yeah. So occasionally you'll be submissive sexually, but dominant, but in your day-to-day life, it's you're dominant every day, but he's also dominant. So two doms that.
But we don't, it's weird because there's no conflict unless, you know, they're specifically a sub wanting that.
Right.
See, that's a real, that's really important. I used to meet these dominatrixes who would try to boss everyone around and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Has to be consent, you know, like and not just with physical, but with the way you're treating people.
Yeah.
You know, just because you're a dominatrix doesn't mean you get to tell everyone what to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So I'm curious. So being dom for you, lifestyle wise with your partner, husband is more, well, you guys are very in line there, but then how does that play out outside of your partner in your personal relationship with your work, your line of work as a fetish model / performer? How does that play out in your life there? Other than what you wear, how do you feel you're dom and that you own your female domness, if you will?
Like I said, it wasn't until recently that I really started thinking about stuff like that and evaluating like how I've been through the years. I've always been very true to myself. Like if I don't want to do something, I'm very polite about it. I've turned down bookings before where I'm like, thank you very much. This isn't my thing, but I could refer some people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, I had a strip club booking once where the guy's like, you have to do lap dances. And I was like, no, thank you. If that's the requirement, then I can't feature at your club. He's like, well, let me check if it's okay. And I'll just put you on the flyer. And I'm like, I said, no, thank you. Like I'm very firm, but I'm polite. So like in a, not in a relationship sexual way, I'm still the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm polite. I'm firm. I stand my ground. I don't tell them what to do. I'm not, you know, but when you're dominant, you also still respect people. You still ask questions. Would you like this or this?
Yeah.
Except for I like short answers. So you better say yes, you know, this or that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just keep the politeness factor only because I also like it when people are polite to me.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Well, again, it's consent as well as part of that.
But as a dominant female, I have always been in charge of my career, my website, to the point where I self-taught myself how to code. Just everything. I like control over every aspect of my life.
And then in the more sexual terms, because this is about sex at the end of the day, mm-hmm. sexuality and sex. How do you feel, what turns you on about domination from a sexuality standpoint?
It's almost like a gift from the submissive person, right? Uh-huh. It's like they're giving you control and they enjoy it. So that's, I don't know. It's special because I don't know. I think some people think, you're forcing someone, but you're not, you know, they're like, to give up control to me is really hard. So to me, I consider it a gift.
Mm-hmm. What is the, what are some of like the hottest experiences you've had specifically with sexting and domination? Are there like any crazy intriguing stories you can tell us? I'll pick one maybe that comes to your mind. Just something that was like got you off as a dom, where you're like, that was hot for me too, as much as it was for them, because they relinquished control to me as their dominant dom for that moment in time. I got off on that too. Like that equally served me as much as they served me, that served me as well.
I totally thought of the opposite answer, like the opposite question of what you just asked me.
Okay.
You're asking me about me being in control, but in a way, being submissive is also being in control.
Yeah.
So Morant had this idea, like, what if I blindfold you one day? See, that's giving up control.
You blindfold you?
Yeah, me.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. That's big time. Big time. And that's so much saying, trust involved in that. Yeah.
But me saying yes is also powerful.
For you.
Yes, because I never, ever say yes to that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
And he'll invite a girl, but never tell me who the girl is. And we have a threesome.
And you don't see her at all?
No.
Ever?
And I'm like tied up too.
That's hot.
See, I thought of the opposite answer, but sort of the answer to your question.
No, kind of, but you were in the control. Submissive.
Yeah.
Technically, you were in the, that's you doing a switch into the submissive role for that.
Uh-huh. But by giving consent, you are still also the one in control.
You are, because you are owning your role. Your role, dom, his role, sub, dom, which her role, anything. It's where you own your role is where you own yourself at the end of the day, whether it's to acknowledge and to be aware of where you stand and be able to say, I'm more submissive, or I'm more dom, or I'm more of a switch. I like equally a little bit of both. It's incredibly liberating because you set a standard for yourself and you can really figure out who your appropriate partner should be, whether it's a relationship or whether it's just a sexual partner. You can target those people better because you can see if you align before you even try to get involved, where it becomes awkward. And like one thing I find really fucked up is people these days, they will fuck before they even have a conversation about sex. I think that's fucking terrible. We're not taught to talk about sex before we have it. We're just taught to have safe sex and like, don't get pregnant. And that's basically all we're fucking taught, you know, but we're not taught
I think psychology should be part of every school curriculum, because I meet people that I know don't know that they're submissive, or they like being humiliated, or they like being reprimanded, because they actually do these things to get those things, those reactions out of people, but without realizing that there's actually a lifestyle for that.
Mm-hmm.
I have guys who purposely piss me off so that I will reprimand them.
Yeah. And they don't know they're fucking submissive at all.
Like recently, this guy who keeps trolling my accounts, he wants me to yell at him.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that for free.
Yeah. No, you shouldn't. Because you're a dom and you're a professional. What you fucking do? So they should be paying for it. Come on. So, okay. That's really interesting. So with you and your partner, then you have threesomes with just women then, no men involved, just women. And then have you ever done the reverse to him, where you bring someone and he's submissive to you?
It's funny because he doesn't think he's submissive, but he has listened to me, because I don't realize I'm ordering people around while in a sexual, I'll be like, fuck her. He'll be like, okay, that's me telling him what to do, right? I just want to watch. So he may not think he is, but
the roles have been reversed both ways for you and for him than for you.
He doesn't tell me what to do sexually, so it's just funny. If I think about it, I am the one sometimes making the demands
mm-hmm. of what you want in the when it comes down to that. I see. Yeah. Are you?
But he doesn't like being tied up or spanked or anything like
that. Not into that. No,
tie him up once and he's just like, I don't like this.
do you like bondage? You like bondage, right, Masumi?
Yeah, but I don't really like being restricted.
Okay.
Yeah.
So bondage in a sense of like more of a corset than cuffs and
corsets jewelry. Like fashion, looking a specific way. But handcuffs, I've been arrested before and I took them off.
Yeah, so not so much. So then
don't bondage really like more chokers.
You're more into bondage for photo shoots than in your personal. It's not getting you off in the bedroom.
Exploration.
Yeah, exactly. That's cool.
Like role playing.
Yeah. And then in regards to sexting, have you had any experiences you can share where you were the dom and made someone do, not made someone, but like any thing that was like a crazy type of request someone requested from you per se as a sub, or like anywhere you've explored that in a sexting capacity, being a dom, but virtually essentially, and not even seeing that person and having an experience that was wild or crazy or just very intense in general?
I don't know, because it takes a lot for me to think something is crazy.
Yeah.
But I could give a few examples, but I don't know the craziness factor.
Well, it's different, like, on based on what you think. And yeah, also I would say the better way to even put it would be intense, most intense, right, session, like where you're like feel like super connected to this person that you're never gonna meet. You never see them. You're just texting. That's it.
Right.
And you're doing things through text.
Well, okay. I was texting a guy in Dubai.
Okay.
And he was rich.
Yes.
At home, and his family was in town and very religious. I kept making him, well, I told him, I was like, why? Well, he also called me at one point, but I made him say Madam Max really loud. And he's like, I don't know if I could do that because my family's in the other room. And I was like, are you a pussy? this is what I want you to do. And that was intense because of his situation. You know what I mean? His family was there. He was super religious, mm-hmm, respectable job. If they hear him going, Madam Max, like really loud, like it doesn't make sense. I also made him wear women's underwear and expose it at work. And he's the owner. So
of the company.
Yes.
Did he prove that he did that though?
Yes. I made him send me a picture.
Really?
Yeah. He had to take a picture
at work.
Yeah.
And
because he's a strict like boss owner.
Yeah.
That was intense, you know? Because what did his employees think?
Did his employees see?
I told them that they had to.
So yeah, he did it. He did the damn thing. Interesting. Especially because yeah, that's a Middle Eastern men, yep, especially, right? Dubai. Mm-hmm. Dubai's not even, you know, let yeah, alone kink friendly, but gay friendly at all.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You can't even legally be transgender.
Wearing women's underwear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. White. At work, in public.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
White too.
White.
So they really stood out.
Yeah.
With his black suit, you know.
And then, so what would you say are you like your favorite things about female domination, femdom, dominatrix? What would you say personal favorites of your own of this specific kink fetish?
I don't have to try. It's just natural.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
It's just natural, yeah.
It's just how you've just been predispositioned to be this way.
Like, I don't have to put on a character or a costume. It's just me.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cool getting paid to just be me. You
yeah,
know?
It's the best. Differences between, what would you say, the fake dom, the real dom?
There's a few. The fake dom is the one who goes around ordering everyone around to assert their power over everyone. And it's like, you're not really a dominatrix, you know, that's just, yeah, I don't know. Real dom, like my girlfriend, mistress Damiana Chi. I'm actually taking her academy every okay, week. And she, I don't know, she's just amazing. She studied psychology. She, if you don't know anything about this lifestyle, it'd be really good to follow her because she explains it without making you uncomfortable. I think the fake doms are the ones that are not comfortable, so they can't actually make you feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
they don't understand psychology. They don't understand consent. And some of them think you have to be rude. Mm-hmm. Why do you have to be rude? You don't have to be rude. I don't know.
Yeah. And then differences between the internet dom and the real dom. Because now there's a whole new subgenre of female domination and female doms that are solely exist only on the internet. And it's a good thing because it makes it more accessible for people who are in different areas who cannot go to, say, a dungeon or meet in person, especially with obviously the coming out of pandemic era. But it's also anyone has the ability now to say, I am a dom, but they don't understand the culture and the nuance and the subtext and the psychology behind it. Have you noticed the differences between those? Because there's a lot of internet doms that would never be able to really be a real dom in person or in real life or live that real lifestyle for themselves.
The differences between an online dom versus in person. I think it's the same as what I said, like there are real doms online. Part of the academy I'm doing is, it's like a group of submissives and doms. And some of them will pick a submissive on Zoom and do a session right in front of the whole class. I didn't know that was possible, and it's very possible. Like you could see the sub going into like sub world, you know, like, and they're doing everything. I don't think just because you're online, you're a fake dom. Mm-hmm. Because in person, there are fake dogs.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
So it's the same.
Yeah, I think it's the same.
It's just more accessible now for more people to say it with a profile that says, I'm a dom. Because anyone can say that, but not everyone can live that.
I've seen that everywhere, yeah.
Yeah. You notice there's a lot more doms these days than ever before. Like, you didn't think this was even humanly possible for this many people, women, to be dom.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
some of them I'm like, are you?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of fakers out there.
Well, you can tell by the way they write. So in their posts, if they're like, do you like my hair like this? I'd like you to do this.
Yeah.
Like, no, I want you to do this. Yeah. You know, this is what I want, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Just in the way of the type.
Do you want me to punish you? Like you disobeyed me, you are being punished, you are now being ignored. Like I don't know, you could tell just by the way they post.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And those ultimately those types of women won't be successful for very very long or no, much at all, because a real submissive the subs aren't stupid, let's put it that way. The submissive submissive men, just because they're submissive doesn't mean they're stupid. And I think that's a big thing, society, why men are trained to be more dominant, more alpha, because they see submissiveness, so having a submissive nature, to be weak.
Yeah.
It's a damn shame, because, you know, it is good to submit to women from time to time, even if you are not a submissive, to level the power balance between men and women. Men do need to submit and capitulate occasionally to us because we've grown up in a society where we're constantly having to submit to the male ego. So I think it's really important that female domination is not looked at just with whips and chains and latex and leather.
Yeah.
It's a mental thing, and it would be nice.
It's not always a physical thing either.
It starts in the mind. Starts in the mind first, because that to be dominant means you have to be, there must be a submissive on the other side of that. Someone has to submit to you, because you can't submit to yourself. It's impossible. You're only one person. So it needs to be done in a pair, in a couple or more, in a group setting. So society could take away some of the shame and the stigma behind a man submitting to a woman and him being less than, which is absolute bullshit, that a man submitting to a woman puts him at a lower disadvantage. It's like, no, he's just going to have a great experience.
They should worship women. Women are the baby makers.
Come on, man.
They're the life makers.
Come on, man. It's all changing, and it's glad. I'm happy we get to have these conversations now so we can be a part of the tiny little baby steps forward it takes to even the playing field for everybody, all genders, all kinks, all queers, all equal, you know. It's all fucking cool, man. That's what we like to do around here.
I had a friend recently ask me, he's like, I have to decide. Am I a girl, a guy? Am I non-binary? And I go, you don't have to decide. I go, you could be whatever you want at that moment. And he was like, you just gave me peace. And I'm like, yeah, you know, just because he's also submissive. And I'm like, just because you're submissive don't mean you can't set rules for yourself. And your rule can be, there are no rules.
Yeah.
It could be like, you are whatever you feel like that moment.
Yeah. I mean,
you don't need to declare yourself to people. You don't have to announce and be like, I am this. Who cares? You are whatever you want, you know?
And you don't have to explain it and you don't have to fit in a box. No. There's a lot more boxes now to fit.
He was trying to fit a box. And I was like, you don't need to pick.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing. So, well, it was great chatting with you today, Masumi. As always, a pleasure. A pleasure. And how can people find you? Is that a loaded question right now?
Like, I stay hidden. No. Well, my name, you could just Google me and everything will come up.
Right.
Or badmax.com.
Badmax.com. Groovy. Okay. Say goodbye to everyone at Arouser.
Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Are you ready to get sexting? Or do you simply want to learn more and expand your kink education? We got you covered on arouser.com. See you there.